Local commercial truck drivers and owners were surprised recently to receive letters from the Rio del Nuisance Advisory Committee informing them that based on old ordinances, they couldn't park their trucks in any of the residential zones throughout the city. The semi-truck drivers were then directed to park along Wildwood Avenue in the town center zone. The concentration of large trucks in one location subsequently resulted in calls to the city about a lack of visibility at the intersections, noise complaints, and safety concerns. The Nuisance Advisory Committee then proposed requiring all of the trucks to park across the bridge somewhere at the former Eel River Sawmill site. The January 22, 2025 Nuisance Advisory Committee was then well attended with many drivers and their family members taking time off work to attend the mid-afternoon session about the parking ban. When asked about what initiated the city's actions to begin enforcing an old ordinance that's been ignored in Riodel for decades now, Code Enforcement Officer Mary Clark addressed the question and a local driver responded.
There was a flatbed parked on Davis the wrong way, so it was a safety hazard coming on Davis because they couldn't see the lights on the back of the trailer.
Thank you.
So I have a comment on that flatbed that was parked the wrong way. I seen that night, mm-hmm. and that was definitely in the wrong. Yeah. So why didn't they just ticket that trailer that night and have it towed? Before that, there's never been an incident with trucks being in the way, imposing traffic. Mm-hmm. But no, that definitely should have received a ticket that night for parking the wrong direction, because I'm sure there's a rule, I think it's 18 inches from the curb on your passenger side tires. So he was in violation. But to have that one incident come up, and then now we're going to enforce kick all the trucks out of town, which we all pay taxes in the town. Mm-hmm. I just don't see it being fair. You know, for one guy screw up, then now everybody's going to get punished over it. Mm-hmm.
The attendees expressed their concerns with the current requirement to park all of the semis along Wildwood Avenue, leaving their trucks and loads vulnerable at night. Requiring them to park only at the Humboldt-Riodel Business Park area across the river in a yet unidentified space that the owners would need to lease only makes it harder to earn a living while residing in Riodel. The Nuisance Advisory Committee decided they needed to refer this matter to the Riodel Traffic Committee, so they took no action at the public meeting. The Traffic Committee meeting was held the next afternoon, and it was a standing room only crowd of drivers and their families. City Manager Kyle Knopp provided more background information on why the ordinances were created back in the early 80s.
So just a little bit of additional background, and I talked with Karen Dunham, our city clerk, and tried to understand a little bit more about what was going on in 1983, 1984, when all of these parking regulations were first enacted. And there was concern about the use of Wildwood Avenue by a company called Imperial Trucking, which at the time was one of the area's largest truck dispatching companies at the time. And this company was heavily utilizing Wildwood Avenue to park trucks and trailers on Wildwood Avenue, and sometimes purportedly for long periods of time. And so the council started to look at these ordinances and started enacting them. Second bullet point there, it's the existing code has not been enforced by the police department for a long period of time, so probably since sometime in the 1980s, shortly after this initial issue came up, there's been a very long period of time where there's been no enforcement by the police department of these issues.
The Riodel ordinances currently on the books also prohibit certain vehicles from driving on Wildwood Avenue entirely from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week, including freight trucks, any vehicle carrying building materials passing through, or any vehicle carrying recycling, garbage, or dirt. Knopp emphasized that the ordinances are unenforceable the way they're currently written. Attendees then pointed out that the city began trying to enforce the old ordinances, which is what caused the upset in the first place. The Traffic Committee decided to send this matter to the City Council to resolve. They will need to either revise or eliminate the existing ordinances to solve the problem. In the meantime, city staff and the interim police chief said people could simply forget the earlier directive to park their trucks along Wildwood Avenue and resume parking as they had been before the whole kerfuffle started. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.